a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Glad we could be together today. I have something fun to show you. Can you imagine what this might be? Some pieces of wood and some string. A little figure that looks like this. It's a gymnastics toy. And you squeeze these pieces of wood down here, and look what it does. Have fun. Beep. And you can make it go slowly. Or you can make it go fast. Imagine someone inventing a toy like that. Isn't that wonderful? I have gymnastics on my mind today because Mr. McFeely told me that Chaney Umphrey, you know, the great gymnast, is practicing in our neighborhood. Oh, let's see who that is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely himself.
Speedy delivery to you.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. Good. I've been making fast deliveries and slow deliveries.
I bet you have.
Thank you for the Speedy Delivery Alphabet book you gave us.
You enjoyed it?
We certainly have. As a matter of fact, my grandchildren and I, we read the book. Mm-hmm. And after we read the book, my grandchildren asked me if I would sing their favorite song, which is the Speedy Delivery song.
I bet they like
it. And it goes something like this. If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you, speedy delivery.
Well, I was just telling our neighbor about Chaney Umphrey being in the
neighborhood. Oh, yes, because in here I have something for you to see before you visit with him.
Does it have something to do with Chaney?
It does. It's a part of the videotape of his last visit here in this neighborhood.
Oh, you mean when he was a teenager?
When he was about 15 years old.
You want to watch it with
him? Oh, I will. Right on picture.
Oh, good. Oh, I remember that so well. Let's watch Chaney Umphrey when he was a teenager right here in the neighborhood. Thank you for that, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you are welcome. You know, that teenager has grown into a young man. Mm-hmm. Well, you'll see.
Well, don't you want to come along?
Well, I'd like to, but I have more pickups and deliveries to do. And last night, Betsy and I watched him work. He's really wonderful.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Well, I'm on to my speedy deliveries, and I'll see you around the neighborhood.
Thanks for coming by.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mr. McFeely. Every time I'm with Mr. McFeely, seems I want to smile. It's the style to wear a smile. Do you know how to put one on your face? In a while you'll feel your smile. You'll know it's there to wear upon your face. Think of something wonderful, something to shout about. Mention something beautiful. Smiles are from inside out. It's the style to wear a smile. Do you know how to put one on your face? In a while you'll feel your smile. You'll know it's there to wear. It's there to share. Your smile's your style upon your face. Think of something wonderful. Let's think about Chaney Humphrey right now. Maybe we should just go and see if he'll show us some of his gymnastic work. Should we? Okay. We'll be back. Go to the gymnasium. Here we are at the gym. Come on in. Chaney, hi.
Hey, good to see you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. It's great to see you again.
Good to see you.
It's been a long time.
About, not what, 9, 10 years now?
Exactly. Wow. And you've done so much in that time.
It's been a lot of hard work, and I've had a good time doing it, but I've been all over the world.
Well, I'm mighty proud of you.
Well, thank you.
As a matter of fact, I thought to myself, how in the world can you do that, you know, around like a lot of practice.
Sometimes I ask myself the same thing, but... But it is. It's a lot of hard work and a lot of practice.
Well, I'd like to see more of what you're doing now. You've grown so in those times. First, I need to ask you about this. Are these bandages?
Yeah, it's just a little extra support for the wrist.
Uh-huh.
Just a little extra protection.
Oh, so you don't have any cut under there
or
anything?
No.
I see. Well, now, you call these floor exercises, don't you?
Uh-huh. Correct.
Do you have some others that you could show us?
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you come over here and I'll show you something.
Yeah. Sure.
I've been practicing the sequence over here. I'd like you to take a look at it.
I'd like to see it. Where should I stand?
Right here would be great.
Okay. Thank you.
What did you think?
Are you all right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, could I help you out a bit?
Yeah, please.
Thanks. Loved seeing you go all around and up and around.
Oh, well, it is really a lot of fun.
But, you know, I've never seen you end up in a place like this. What is this?
Well, this is a safety device that we use. It's called a pit. We have a mat on top of little foam cubes.
Uh-huh.
And we jump in, and it's a lot safer.
It does look like it. This part is fun anyway.
You know what? You ought to jump in here and try this.
May I?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Nice and easy. Whoa. What do you think?
I like it. I want to try one of these.
Those are the foam cubes.
Oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if I can get out.
Okay, let me help you out there.
Oh, it's not very easy to stand up.
It's difficult. All right, not bad.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Well, you seem to enjoy this. I have another event I've been working called The Rings. Would you
the
like
rings?
To see? Yeah.
Sure, I'd like to see anything you do.
Okay. Let's go this way.
These are the rings, huh?
Yeah, we have the rings here.
Ooh, they're up high.
Yeah, they certainly are.
Ooh. Oh, don't you need these now?
No, we're all done with these. In fact, I use a different pair of grips.
Oh. Could I hold them for you?
Thank you.
Something different for the rings.
Yeah, a little bit different here. As you can see, we have the dowel and, of course, the buckles.
Oh, and you
just fasten that on there.
Them on your hand like that, huh?
Yeah, you put your fingers through there and strap those on and you're all ready to go.
Well, you'll be ready to go. Can I help you here?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it takes a little time to put these on, but this is another safety device that we use.
You have to consider safety first here, don't you?
Oh, you certainly do. It's a lot of fun, but you have to be smart and you have to be safe.
Three buckles on each wrist. I can't imagine what you'll do with this. You can do that better than I
can. Okay, there you go. All right. Put the fingers in the holes there. And actually, this is a lot of fun, putting this on. And this is the best part right here, going in for the chalk.
Oh, this is chalk.
Uh-huh. It used to be called rosin a few years back, but now it's called chalk.
And what's the chalk help you do?
Well, actually, it just increases the friction, because what tends to happen with the gymnast is his hands will sweat. And so you put on a little chalk to make sure that you don't slip off the event.
Oh, I see. So. And the event happens to be the rings, huh?
Happens to be the rings, you bet.
Now, where should we put these?
Oh, we can just put these down here right now.
Okay.
We're all done with those. Okay, and I'll show you something over here. Maybe you stand over here would be a good spot.
All right.
Augie, can I get a spot from you?
Sure.
Augie, this is Mr. Rogers.
How do you do?
Fine, how are you?
Glad to meet you.
You'll be spotting and lifting me today.
Now, what's that mean?
Spotting is just another safety device that we do to make sure the gymnast maintains his safety.
I see. And you're going to lift Chaney up
yes.
onto the rings, is that it?
Oh,
I'm going to watch.
All right. Ready, Augie?
Ah, that was wonderful.
Thank you.
How strong you have to be able to do something like that.
Yeah, it takes a lot of strength.
Oh, I can imagine. Now, I watched Augie for just a few seconds while you were doing that, and his eyes were so intent on you the whole time.
Well, I'm sure Augie just wanted to make sure that I would be safe, and just in case I did fall, he'd be there to get me.
That's what a spotter does.
Oh, you
huh?
bet.
Well, now, is this your favorite event?
To tell you the truth, I love this event, but I really like to show off in the horizontal bar.
Horizontal bar?
Yes. So if you'd like to come over with me, I'll show you a couple things.
Sure. Are you going to be spotting for him there, too?
Sure. I have to check on a piece of equipment, but I'll be right over.
Okay, thanks. That is a very high bar.
Oh, it certainly is. In fact, some of the gymnasts call it a high bar.
Oh, instead of what you called it.
The horizontal bar.
So you can call it either one, huh?
Right.
Now, you're not using the ones you you had for the ring.
No, I took those off, and I'm using just a slightly different grip, but it's the same idea.
I see. I was just wondering, when you get angry or sad, do you ever come to the gym and work out those feelings?
Well, I tell you, I've been fortunate to have a lot of good people around me, my family and friends and coaches that do help with that. But it is very, very nice to be able to come into the gym and to be able to work out some of those frustrations.
I would imagine it'd be very satisfying. Hoist yourself up there.
Oh, yeah, it's just unbelievable to be able to. It's flying. You actually get to fly. You jump over the bar and throw yourself over the bar and re-catch. It's unbelievable.
Are there any other Humphreys who like to do gymnastics?
My two younger brothers, Edward and Greg, are both gymnasts, and they've both been on the national team, so.
You help them?
Oh, yeah, I help them, and they have a chance to help me, and it works out for all of us.
And they use chalk, I'm sure.
Oh,
plenty
yes.
of it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there's your spotter.
All right.
Augie, looks like we're almost ready.
Looks like it. Chalking up here just a little bit.
You like gymnastics yourself, don't you, Augie?
Sure do. It's a very exciting sport.
Okay.
It's a great sport. Where should I stand?
Oh, right here is a great spot.
Here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're really going to enjoy this.
Oh, I know it. Oh, that was great, Jane.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I don't know how you could even talk after that.
It's tough.
Do you ever make a mistake? I mean, that just looked so perfect.
I certainly do, and to tell you the truth, that's when I learn the most.
You learn the most from your mistakes.
Oh, yes.
Well, I know you work hard. How often do you practice?
Oh, 5 days, 6 days a week, a good 4 to 8 hours a day, depending on if I have a competition coming up or not. A lot of time.
So glad to know you. It's great to be in this neighborhood with you.
Thank you for coming down today. I really appreciate that.
You have more work to do with Augie?
Yeah, we're going to jump up and try some more skills here.
Good. See you soon.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye, Augie. Good to see you. Humphrey. What a splendid young man he is. Just imagine being able to do what he does. Whew. It's wonderful. You know, what he does is real, not make-believe. But we'll just have some make-believe now. We have been pretending that the neighborhood trolley keeps going very fast and won't slow down. Last time, Lady Eberlin found a vine of leaves that she thought might help catch the trolley. But she was on the phone when the trolley came by, so she didn't get to try the vine. X the owl had an idea, too. So let's just make believe some more about that now. As the trolley goes still fast in the neighborhood of make believe. You ready? Fast.
Well, I think I hear it coming.
I'm ready.
Hey, wait a minute, trolley. You're not supposed to. Oh.
Maybe it'll come back around this way. We can always hope.
But I think it's a good idea hanging the vine from up here.
You know, the owl said that the trolley was ticklish, and that if we tickled it, it might stop.
Well, anything safe is worth a try.
Ooh, I wonder what he'll say.
Niece Eberlin and neighbor Aber, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
And what is this monument you are constructing?
We're trying to catch the trolley, Uncle Friday.
Oh, do you need a ride somewhere?
Oh, no. You mean you haven't heard?
About what?
Will you please tell him, neighbor Aber? Uncle Friday, will you please excuse me?
Of course, you are excused.
Certainly.
You may explain, neighbor Aber.
All of a sudden, for no apparent reason, the neighborhood trolley began moving very fast.
Oh.
All along the tracks, people and animals were getting fearful of it. It's been going like that for quite a while.
Mm. I see. And the reason, then, for this building?
Oh, this is temporary. We thought we could catch the trolley by tickling it from above. I think I hear it coming.
Oh, I see. No trolley.
Missed it again.
I see what you mean. It does go very fast.
Very fast. Oh.
Oh. Well, it looks like I'll have to issue a royal decree.
Oh, well, that should be good, sire.
Ladies and gentlemen, a royal decree.
Look at me, Toots.
Oh, Lady Elaine, are you sure you want to be up there?
I'm very sure.
Fairchild, that's foolhardy.
I've always wanted to do this. Just call me Gymnast Fairchild.
Come down from there this instant.
You're an old spoil sport, Friday.
You're the one who's spoiling my decree.
Hey, you are.
Lady Evelyn.
I think this might help.
Uh-oh, I'm feeling a little dizzy.
What in the world?
You've already helped.
Ooh, that was a nice soft landing. Oh, thanks, Eberlin.
Where did you come from?
Right up there.
Right in the middle of my decree.
You're not hurt, are you, Lady Elaine?
Couldn't be better, Toots.
Thanks to you.
Now, what's all this fuss about the trolley?
Since it won't slow down, and since it's ticklish, I thought either this vine or some feathers might deter it a bit.
Just long enough so we can check its control box.
And what about my decree?
Oh, of course, Uncle Friday. What is it?
I decree that the next time the trolley comes on these tracks, it will slow down.
Well, we'll have to catch it to tell it.
Well, these feathers might do the trick. They sure tickled me.
Uh-oh. I'm afraid we've been fooled again.
Oh, next time, trolley.
So, the trolley went a different way today. Next time, we'll have to work it out. We're gonna have to work it out. And put these things away. After you've played with things, do you put your toys away? Good thing to do. There goes the museum go-round and the tree. The factory. And the castle. I was thinking about Lady Elaine. You know, Lady Elaine shouldn't have been walking way up high like that. Because there wasn't any net or anything like that underneath. Not even any water underneath. Of course, it was just pretend. And we pretended that Lady Eberlin brought those feathers just at the right time. But here in the real world, you can't just pretend and expect something will happen. You have to do your best to plan for things. I'm always proud of you when you're careful and make healthy plans. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too. I'm glad you and I could be television neighbors together, having some music and some make-believe, and visiting fine people like Cheney Umphrey. I like being with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Always have things to talk about, don't we? Mm-hmm. There's so much that's wonderful in this world. So many great people, so many great things to do. It's a good feeling to be part of it. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.